Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Awakener Podcast. This is the best podcast in the history of the world for a number of reasons, but the best reason is it's telling you truth about what is happening in the world and helping you understand the complexities around it. That's right. It's very complex. This is why this is a high IQ podcast. It's meant for high IQ individuals who can think reasonably, can analyze evidence, and can kind of think for themselves and put kind of all these pieces together to formulate what is happening. What is happening is the Western world is under attack from a hidden communist conspiracy that seeks to destroy it. That communist conspiracy literally almost had us by the throat. If Hillary would have won, this whole world and the way things have gone would have gone way worse. And now you're thinking, oh my goodness, things are so bad because COVID happened and the economy is all messed up. It would have gone way worse than that, ladies and gentlemen. Now, we're going to talk about a bunch of stuff on this podcast, but first, I'm going to remind you to go to theawakener.ca. That is one word, theawakener.ca. It'll help you understand the complexities about what is happening, all the things that are involved. It'll explain to you the covert operations of the Soviets. It'll explain to you blackmail. It'll explain to you kind of like how they wrap their minds around financing all this stuff because it's complicated. Now, everyone's noticing in the news right now that this USAID or USAID is now being, shut down. This is the whole key to this whole kind of scandal that I've been telling you about for quite some time. This is a multi-directional kind of operation to destroy the Western world. So in one sense, everybody thinks, well, the Russian Revolution, the Color Revolution in Ukraine happened to kick out the Russian leaders. Now, what people don't understand is the Russians are involved with this, and so is Soros and his organizations. It is a trade-off. So the Russians give up their territories in return for this revolution. Obviously, left-wing groups in the United States serve up Marxism to the United States of America and the Western world. These are financed by Soros, the initiator of these color revolutions. And lots of this money from USAID goes through Soros and his organizations or vice versa and flows to these countries. Now, what is Russia getting in return? Russia's getting access to obviously hypersonic missiles and other military devices to keep their technology the greatest and best that it is to compete with the USA, or maybe exceed it. And what else is happening? Ukrainian oligarchs are getting paid off. The money laundering scheme is vast. The Russians are also receiving money back through the Russian mafia. It is a giant scam and everyone's talking about it. But if you listen to this podcast, you would already know that we divulged this to you, years and years ago. So we got a bunch of stuff to talk about today, mainly some predictions of what we think is going to happen. What is Trump going to do next? It's an amazing time to be alive. Now, I was really thinking before and I was like, listen, this makes no sense to me. That they would ever let Trump back in office. You could see how they were trying to attack him, maybe take him out. And I thought, well, maybe they were going to pull a move before Joe Biden left office. And they actually didn't take the bait. Joe Biden left office, but there might be a war to put Joe Biden back in the White House. This is something that's going to be really key to understanding everything. So now you have the USAID. People are starting talking about this left-wing movement. People are starting to connect all these dots. They're connecting Soros. They're connecting the previous president of the United States who's still trying to run the show on the background, which is Obama. And they're connecting, obviously, Russia and China to this and everything. So it's going to be really amazing how the people in the world put these things together. Now, how is this going to affect the Trump presidency? Well, what are they going to do next? And this is what I've been talking about. So Trump is obviously taking things to another level. You can just see it. So Trump's first presidency, he was pretty benign in my point of view. If you look back to what he was doing, how he was talking about how the news was fake and all this stuff, he really is just hitting it way harder. So they obviously did COVID to kick him out of office, and now he's getting back in office and they're just hammering them. He's really kind of, it really appears to me that he has thought long and hard about how he was going to approach his second term and really hit the pedal to the metal. What do I think is going to happen? Well, listen, the USA is going on an off-ramp right now. So I believe the USA operates a deficit. I could be wrong on this. Somebody could correct me in the comments, but I think it's $2 or $3 trillion a year, the deficit. You can really see that Elon Musk and all these groups are now starting to cut this deficit as fast as they possibly can to keep things floating. And this is obviously not going to be good for Russia and China in the long run. This is something that they do not want to see. They do not want to see Trump take this off-ramp for the USA and to turn this USA around as fast as possible because it is not in their best interests. And really, this is just accelerating, ladies and gentlemen. So, what I say in this podcast is this. You're kind of blessed to be a part of this podcast. I'm blessed to be speaking to you. If you really understand what is happening, it is a war. It is a battle. One side is doing a move, another side is doing a counter move, and they'll believe that there will be something to stop Trump again the next time. They are not going to let this happen for 4 years. And don't think for a second that the political establishment is not going to go down without a fight here, ladies and gentlemen. They'll do everything in their power to stop this from happening. So this is a really good moment for you and your families to have a kind of a talk with one each other. Regardless of what you think or believe, it's a good time to have an emergency plan, get emergency food and supplies and things in order, because you never know what's going to happen. I can't even tell you the next move that the enemy is going to do to stall this down, because I don't even know. People have been talking about bird flu for quite some time. I don't think bird flu is the next kind of pandemic whatsoever. There's a couple of things that I've detailed on my website, which you can check out, which is theawakener.ca. But realistically, we're going to have something happen very, very soon. There shouldn't be 4 years of this Trump movement. I would love it. It's the best thing for the world. But believe me, they're not going to let, you know, Trump hit sixth, seventh gear and take this thing to high speed. There's going to be a roadblock in their way very soon. In Canada, it's a really interesting time. Everyone's talking about tariffs. And no, everyone's talking to me about, okay, why is Trump doing what he's doing? And on our Canadian show last time, we detailed to you that the Canadian government is also involved in treason against the United States of America. And this is why we're being treated like we're a cartel nation, like Mexico, with these 25% tariffs. Now, Trudeau obviously backed down, which is great for Canada. But our leaders here in Canada are really scheming to kind of really maintain control. They're cutting the carbon tax. Now, even Carney's talking about there's no carbon tax anymore. Freeland's talking there's no carbon tax. You're going to see very soon, it's my belief that the leaders here in Canada and the Western world will do anything possible to stay in power, including doing things that are wonderful for us. So that's something to watch. We're going to do another show this coming Friday with The Insider, which will have all the latest updates in the news, everything that's happening with, you know, the funding that's being exposed and all the corruption. So stay tuned to that. But in the meantime, this is just a quick update for you to stay focused during the week.